This is Politico Energy. Stay tuned after the show for a message from Chevron. Today, the clean energy sector is estimated to have lost more than 600,000 jobs due to the coronavirus pandemic. The clean energy industry groups that have calculated this say the jobs lost span the U.S., including in red states like Texas, Florida, Georgia, North Carolina, and Ohio. And now, House Democrats are increasing pressure to move legislation that could help the struggling sector, like by including language to extend renewable energy tax credits. But that will likely set up a clash with Republicans who have denounced a Green New Deal. Today, the legislative battle to save clean energy jobs and the challenges that lay ahead. It's Monday, June 8th, and I'm your host, Kelsey Tamburino.
I think the conversation has shifted for the Democrats to recovery and ways to juice the economy. And with the last crisis, the Great Recession, there was a big amount of energy and effort spent on clean energy provisions. And they showed really effectively that they were a good way to get the economy humming again.
That's Politico's Anthony Adragna.
And so I think people are saying that was a playbook that worked once. We should try it again. We have to do something to address climate change. And this is something that's tried and true and proven and a way to get people back to work.
Anthony, is this push different than what we've seen in the past? What sticks out to you?
I heard from several in the environmental community who said they were pleasantly surprised because members of Congress have been taking the lead on their own and writing letters to leadership saying that these provisions need to be included as part of the next package. And they take that as a sign that this is something that's, you know, a real priority for members of the caucus.
So what led us to this moment? What's it been like for the industry and what got us to this point?
So up until this point, we really haven't seen a lot of direct support for the industry, and that's been a source of consternation. Obviously, the jobs numbers are really bad for the clean energy sector. They've already lost more than 600,000 jobs in the first 2 months of this pandemic. And so there's been frustration that the packages that have been gone to date haven't included much direct relief to them.
And Anthony, what are you hearing from lawmakers who you spoke to for this reporting?
So we're seeing some signs that the rank and file members of the Democratic Conference are really itching and ramping up their efforts to get something done in this. And they say, a couple that I talked to, Debbie Dingell, Dan Kildee, and others have said they're really optimistic that leadership knows this is a priority, knows it's something they're going to focus on. They say they recognize, they go in eyes wide open, that Republicans are likely going to attack a lot of these potential provisions as the Green New Deal light or whatever, but they're ready to have that fight. They say that the job losses around the country are so dramatic and clean energy is broadly popular, it polls very well, that they think they can win that argument.
What about potential fixes?
There's been talk of pushing a lot of these things on an infrastructure bill, the talks of extending tax credits for the sector that they've relied on. There's a proposal that's being pushed to establish a national clean energy jobs bank that would help boost, galvanize private investments into clean energy jobs and clean energy projects. A lot of the ingredients here have been kind of known for a long time.
Do people support more federal funding for the clean energy sector?
You know, 80% of people, including more than 60% of Trump voters in a lot of the districts that have been surveyed in one poll, supported, you know, pretty deep investments in clean energy technology. So you don't see numbers like that every day. They are spread all over the country. So, you know, when you have tens of thousands of Ohioans out of work who are in the clean energy sector, I think it's a little bit harder to totally dismiss an entire industry like that out of hand. But we'll see.
That's Politico's Anthony Adragna.
Bye.
Also, on Friday, President Donald Trump signed a proclamation that would allow commercial fishing in the Northeast Canyons and Seamounts. That's a body of water off the coast of New England that's about the size of Connecticut. The area was designated as a North Atlantic National Marine Monument under the Obama administration back in 2016 in hopes of protecting vulnerable ecological communities in the area by regulating commercial fishing. Trump's proclamation gives the power to regulate back to the New England Fishery Management Council that will determine the amount of fish that can be caught from the area. Commercial fishing trade groups said the move is fair and would simply give back the power to manage the area to the regional council that had managed it for decades. But environmentalists are against the Trump proclamation. They said it could threaten endangered whales and other marine species that live in the area, and it would undermine the very protections created by the 2016 law. Subscribe to the Morning Energy newsletter at politico.com/morningenergy and subscribe to this podcast for free on your favorite podcast player. You can listen to this show on your smart speaker. Just search for the Politico Energy Podcast. Thanks, and we'll be back again tomorrow.
Support for the Politico Energy Podcast comes from Chevron, partnering with California Bioenergy to transform farm waste into renewable natural gas and providing an alternative source of power for a cleaner way forward. For more information, visit chevron.com.